We're happy to welcome back to the program the big cheese, the executive director. I don't know what your official title is, Kate. The Maine Science Festival is back, and Kate Dickerson is here to tell us all about it. Welcome, Kate.
Thanks a million for having me, Rich. I appreciate it. I'll stick with big cheese.
Right, serious. Who wouldn't want that title? This is so exciting. It has been a while, but to have the Maine Science Festival back, that's a sure sign that things are looking good.
It really is. I mean, don't get me wrong, we're still in the waning days of a pandemic for sure, but we've learned a lot in the last 2 years of how to run things safely, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to have a full slate of events starting next Wednesday, so a lot going on.
Yeah, and sort of a kickoff, too, coming up tomorrow, a project that you've been working on for quite some time with our friend Lucas Richmond. Can you talk a little bit about the Warming Sea?
Oh, happily. So the Warming Sea is a symphonic exploration of hope in the face of climate change. In 2019, the Maine Science Festival commissioned Lucas to write about climate change in the Gulf of Maine. And then we wondered, how are we going to have this happen? So I took the opportunity to basically give Lucas what we are jokingly call a master's degree program of learning about climate change in the Gulf of Maine from people who are dealing with it and researching it every day. So in about 4 months, we crammed his brain full of all the things that we're learning about what's happening in the Gulf of Maine with regards to climate change. And that is everything from how do we mitigate it or try to prevent, not prevent it, but how do we adapt to it using salt marshes, all the way to how it's impacting everything from microscopic creatures up through lobsters. And then he took all of that information, as well as school visits with kids, where he asked them what they wanted to hear during this piece, and composed and translated it into what I imagine will be a really riveting, amazing piece. I've actually yet to hear it myself on purpose. So that is the first ever all Maine headliner event. That is the world premiere of that will happen as part of a whole evening about climate change in Maine, and that is Saturday, March 19th at 7 p.m. at the Collins Center for the Arts. There are still tickets available, $25 for admission, $10 for students, reserve seating, all the information you can find at thewarmingsea.me.
That is fantastic. And things get kicked off next week, a week from tonight, Wednesday at 6:30, with a little science trivia night. I like that.
Yeah, it should be fun. There's nothing that says nothing against the rules of having fun with some science. I have a little bit of an ace in the hole in that the person who's moderating it is a giant, huge trivia nerdo guy, and I can say that because he's my son. So he's actually going to write all the questions for us and run the program. He's home. He's in grad school, and he's going to be home on break. So I roped him into helping us out with this.
Well, one of the things that has been great about the Science Festival through the years is that there is literally something for people of all ages. Can you explain some of the different ways you reach everyone from little people to old geezers like me?
I'm really glad you said that, Rich, but I don't mean the old geezer part. I mean the how we try to reach everyone. So the way we've started to describe it is we want to hit people from cradle to gray. And that means that we want to have activities and introduce people to science where they're at. And so for some people, especially the younger age group, that's hands-on activities. That's just exploring, and you kind of almost learn through osmosis. But the cool thing about hands-on activities is that you'll see a 4-year-old next to a 64-year-old, and they're doing the same exact thing, and they're learning totally different parts of what it is that's the science behind that activity. We also have art exhibits. We have forums and talks, we do workshops, anything that we can do to try to introduce the idea of science in a way that is not a way that people have typically been exposed to it is what we're trying to do. It's almost, I think of it as a gateway, right? If we can grab someone's attention about aquaculture by showing them how scallops are different than clams, are different than oysters, and then all of a sudden, 10 years later, you find out that they went into aquaculture research or growing because they got to see that, then it's such a win.
We're talking with Kate Dickerson from the Maine Science Festival. Every year, that you do this. You bring in some wonderfully talented and knowledgeable people. Who are some of the experts that people will get a chance to listen to this year?
Oh, what a great question. So one of the coolest experts, I think, that no one knows about is Lucy Benedict from the University of Southern Maine. She's an analytical chemist, and she has figured out a way to help all of the small micro and nano breweries in the state have really excellent craft beer. And what I mean by that is she has a lab that is staffed by students at the University of Southern Maine, and they do all the analytical chemistry that those breweries can't afford to do on their own. So, you know, it's a secret power she has almost, where she's doing really great chemistry that could be applied in all sorts of areas. She just decided she fell into a conversation with Allagash Brewery, and they were saying, you know, we need help trying to figure this stuff out. And she said, well, I can do that. And it grew into this QC2 lab. So that's a really cool example, I think, of someone who her training was in an environmental work and chemistry, and she's applying it in one of Maine's best and fastest growing industries.
I know one of the big hits in past years, back again this year, next Friday night, the 18th, 5 Minute Genius.
5 Minute Genius is just great. Little bite-sized bits of inspiring science. So we're going to have talks that look at hibernation in mammals and artificial intelligence, MOSAIC, which is an acronym, and I don't remember what it all stands for, but it's about the Arctic and research that's going on in the Arctic to understand how that environment is changing. And the best thing about 5 Minute Genius, well, it's not the best thing. One of the coolest things about 5 Minute Genius is we make these remarkable researchers talk about their work in normal human language in 5 minutes or less. And if they go over our 5 minute timer, we ring them off with a cowbell. So it's a little lighthearted, but you learn an awful lot about really great science in a really small period of time.
As I was scrolling through, this one jumped out at me. Coming up next Saturday, the 19th, The Wise and Wacky, a historical look at diseases in Maine.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping I can sit in on that one. The gentleman who's presenting that has presented before in the past at the festival. He's a medical historian, and he's just going to look at, kind of explain how diseases have made their way through the different populations in Maine in different eras. So it should be really interesting. He's a great speaker.
Also, I might have to check this out on the recommendation of our canine friend Ginger. Science Goes to the Dogs.
It's one of my most proud titles that we've ever come up with. So that one I'm really excited about for a whole bunch of reasons. We were originally going to run that actually in 2020, and then when we canceled the festival, we weren't able to do it. So I reached out to the presenters, and they said that they would love to still be involved. So one of them is an explosives expert who is with the Bangor Police Department, and he's going to talk about how they train their dogs for that kind of work. And the other person who's going to speak, she has trained her dogs to work with her in conservation of wild, I think it's of species of plants. So she's using her dogs to help with wildlife conservation, which I am so fascinated by. I think there's just a bunch of stuff that we can rely on the other critters on the earth that we share the earth with. We can rely on their expertise, and their expertise is probably not the right way to put it, but we can rely on what they're good at and their skills to help with our expertise on things.
I also would like to find out what really sunk the Titanic.
I would too. Yeah, doesn't it sound like kind of this, what is it, a Six Sigma analysis? I'm trying to remember from my days in grad school when I had to take business classes, and it's just scratching a little bit of an itch. So now I'm curious to see how that one's going to turn out.
And a great chance
and
of...
You know,
oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm really glad you're mentioning all of these, Rich, because these are all forums and talks, and I think that's kind of the secret sauce of the festival. They're not lectures. They're interactive, and they're back and forth. So the idea is that you can really do this deep dive with the people who are there and just learn some really cool stuff in a way that is a relaxed atmosphere.
And you get to see some of the great work that our young people are doing as middle school students gather for the Maine Invention Convention.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't have to tell you how hard it has been for teachers and students these last 2 years. So to have the opportunity to allow students to talk about work that they've done in person in front of real life people is just an honor to be able to do that. And I am really excited that we're going to be able to have Invention Convention there so that these kids will have a chance to really talk enthusiastically to people as opposed to a camera.
All of this couldn't happen without the help of some really wonderful sponsors in the area. Who are some of the people who have helped make this a reality for 2022?
Well, it's really it's a combination, actually. First of all of our 2020 sponsors stuck with us even when we weren't able to present. So I owe them a huge gratitude, because we would not be here were it not for them. For 2022, we also have many of those sponsors back, and including we have Burson Power, who's helping, who are sponsoring the headliner event, Central Maine Power, who's sponsoring the 5 Minute Genius. We've got FMI, which is a fiber materials Spirit Aerospace System Group. They're one of my favorite companies that have been around for over 50 years that no one knows about. They've helped get us to Mars. They're sponsoring Invention Convention. We have Bioscience Association of Maine. The University of Maine is sponsoring our field trip day. These are all organizations and companies and research places that recognize it's helpful for them, but also for all of us to kind of celebrate what happens in science in Maine.
I even saw that you have the British Consulate General Boston as a sponsor. How did that happen?
You're getting everything, Rich. I really appreciate this. So there's a woman who works in their science and innovation group. She and I have been working together now for 4 or 5 years, trying to find ways to partner up. And they have last year they had a memorandum of understanding with the state of Maine to work on climate change issues together, especially with regards to offshore wind. So that is another outgrowth from our 2020 program, where we were going to present about offshore wind, and because the UK is, you know, probably a decade or two ahead of the US, but the interesting thing about the UK is it's all shallow water and we're doing deep water. So there's this really cool synergy between the two. We can take some of the knowledge of the UK and apply it in a totally different way in Maine, which is probably more nitty-gritty detail than you wanted. But basically, it came out of a cold call 4 or 5 years ago, and it has been one of my most enjoyable contacts and growth of programs that I've ever had the pleasure of having.
Well, it's a great annual event. We're so excited to have it back. More than 70 different events will take place during the Maine Science Festival that gets underway next week. You can go to the website, mainesciencefestival.org, for more information. Follow them on social media and find out what's going on as well. Kate, a wonderful job keeping this going and bringing it back bigger and better than ever this year. And thanks, as always, for making a little time for us.
My pleasure, Rich. I really appreciate it. And I did this because I have an extraordinary team who tell me when I should lay low and when I should go full steam ahead. So a huge thanks to them.
All right. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
Kate Dickerson, Maine Science Festival. Great, great event every year. And so glad it's back.